Hello. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to our first episode in the Salt Talks About This Thing Called Menopause series. I am so grateful for the sisters who have already signified their willingness to come and share their menopause stories, what their symptoms were and how they dealt or are dealing with them. It's such an important discussion and it needs to be had, because honestly, I would give anything for the younger women coming behind not to go through what me and many of my other sisters have gone through since we stepped into this season. And even I would also like women my age who are going through these things and still don't know what on earth is going on to be able to listen to this podcast and then just have a moment of, oh, thank you, Lord. I am not going crazy. My body is not falling apart. My body is not attacking me. And all the other kind of thoughts that we've had as we stepped into this menopause season, I've had such a tremendous response to my menopause story. I think this year, this is the podcast that has had the most engagement the fastest. So thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. People have called me, they listened. It blessed them. They shared with their sisters or their moms or their wives. I'm really grateful and keep on doing that, please, with all of the episodes that we share, because these menopause symptoms, they're as unique as we are unique as individuals. So I listened to the podcast you're about to listen to yourself now and I was like, what? Here I was thinking I had it bad. This is my sister, Fola Alex, I know. She had way more symptoms than me and way crazier symptoms. I didn't even know, you know. And do you know what pain interest and menopause have in common? I won't let the cat out of the bag. Wait till you listen to my sister, my fellow Aviva Lioness, Fola Alex, I know. I'm so grateful to her for raising up her hand and coming to share in the best interest of all of us, a collective of women out there. Sharing is caring, and all these subjects that have hitherto been kind of quote unquote taboo or unmentionable, as my sister Bidemi Makmodi tagged them recently, we have to start talking about these things, because in this ignorance, plenty of us are perishing, and the perishing must stop. A lot is going on in my life right now. I'm thankful that I'm at least physically, I'm a bit better, but there's still so much going on. But this is so important to me that I did not want to press pause on this coming out, and I'm happy that you're getting to listen to this as I had promised today. It's gone live this morning, and I hope you listen and I hope you share, and I hope maybe if you are also in this special season of life, a sister, and you're a sister, that you could reach out to me and say, hey, I'd also like to share my story so that we can all learn from each other, and also reach back and teach those who are coming behind and give them an easier time of it when it's their season to walk into. Thank you for engaging with me on this. Thank you for pressing play to listen, and I hope you share your feedback, or like I said, DM me if you also would have a like to share a story. I've tried to make it fun and not just focus on menopause. We get to learn about our guests. We get to hear some of our other non-menopause related thoughts about life and all of that, just so that we can, you know, it could be a well-rounded discussion, if you like, and not just about menopause, because menopause really is just one part of life, right? All right. enjoy, 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 and see you on the other side of Fola's sharing. God bless you.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Thank you so much for having me on this special Soul Talk. It is my prayer that this will help one sister or more to understand that they're not alone in this menopause journey, and more especially to understand that they're not going crazy. My name and five fun facts about myself. My name is Fola Alexa Ino. I'm a Christian, I'm a legal practitioner, I'm a mother of four awesome people. Fun facts, okay. I love to cook, I love to sew, I'm childlike, I laugh at myself, I laugh at my own voice notes. I think I'm fun to be with, I like myself, I like to be with myself. I'm also a mind enthusiast. I like to understand the working of this awesome, awesome machine that our Creator gave to us. I read and I delve a lot about how to use my mind, how my mind can be up for me or against me. Thank you very much. God bless you. Thank you very much. Okay, my menopause story and what has helped me. Okay, I turned 55 in August. I think we have that in common. My menstrual cycle stopped sometime in my mid-40s, I think. I was just glad it stopped, you know. Little did I know that having a menstrual cycle was far better than having than going through menopause. Okay, my symptoms were, the first symptom was sweating profusely, everywhere, anytime, you know, even in very cold, you know, rooms, I'm sweating profusely, very embarrassing, you know. Then I started experiencing it in the night also. I couldn't wear anything at night, you know. I was always heating myself, very, very uncomfortable. Sometimes I feel cold, I cover up. Sometimes I can't bear the blanket, you know. And then I think after I turned 50, it became worse. It became worse when I turned 50. I started having serious anxiety, feeling of being overwhelmed, palpitation, increased heart rate, blood pressure, forgetfulness, you know, everything just went haywire. I didn't know what was going on with me. I had low libido. I started urinating more frequently. I had dryness down there. You know, anxiety, mood swings, fatigue. Later, I started having allergies. I couldn't take in fish. If it's not fried, I would throw up. You know, electric shock in my body sometimes. And then I had this change of body odor. You know, I had that also. I had sometimes breast pain. You know, you can just name it. I didn't know what was going on with me. I felt I was always confused. I didn't understand it. I didn't understand what was going on. You know, it was really horrible. Okay, what helped? First and foremost, I think what helped me was being able to talk. I started looking for people my age and asking them, you know, telling them what I was feeling, and a lot of them were helpful. Oh, this must be menopause. Oh, this normal, you know. And I started, you know, gathering information, you know. I went on the internet, you know. Pinterest was my help, was my friend. I went to Pinterest. I look for symptoms of menopause. I think there was one that had about 54 symptoms. One was 34. And I think that one of the things that I feel, you know, makes menopause so bad is the fact that a lot of times women don't even know what's going on with them. And that is the one that is really scary, because you have scary symptoms that you don't even know where it's coming from. And that's, for me, that was where Pinterest came in, and then searching on the internet for solution. You know, I just had this list. I had a picture of that list of possible symptoms, common symptoms. So anytime I have my gum bleeding, for instance, I quickly roll there. I find out, is this on the list? And most times, I tell you, 9 out of 10 times, it will be on the list. And it kind of calms me down, sort of, you know. And I started taking supplements. I still take New Life Omega 3, 6, and 9. I take training. Another thing that's really helped me is exercise. I started walking almost every day. I could walk for about 45 minutes to 1 hour, you know, and I use that time also to listen to, you know, to inspiring messages. So exercise helped me a lot, and it's still helping me, you know, drinking water, reducing my sugar, because I used to love to take Coke, but I had to stop Coke or reduce Coke and also sugary things, because I realized that those things actually can cause inflammation and all that, and cause more of the increase the symptom. So I think by and large, we what we need most is information. And if you go on the internet, you get it. One of the things that scared me was the fact that going to the hospitals, most of the doctors didn't have an idea. They wanted to treat the symptom. They couldn't relate what I was going through with menopause. And most of the symptoms, after a while, because of my knowledge of what was going on with me, they just faded out or reduced, you know, gradually, you know. So I hope I've been able to help so much to say in a short time anyway. But I think that you just got to talk to people, read about it on the internet, most especially pray to this your maker, you know, the God that has made this beautiful body, and he knows the way to bring help to you. Thank you very much. What do I wish someone told me about marriage? Incidentally, my marriage was 30 years yesterday, 6th of November, 2023. And I must tell you, it has been a ride. It's been a ride. And so what I think I wish somebody told me is, to really explain that phrase, marriage is not a bed of roses. I hear it, but I didn't know what it meant. So I wish somebody explained that to me. Like, it's not just about marrying a tall, dark, handsome. It's not just about marrying somebody you love. It still doesn't guarantee success or happiness in marriage. I wish I knew that the kind of things I ought to have looked out for, even in a good person, you know. I wish someone told me that I should first of all get to know myself, what I want, who I am, you know, before choosing a partner. I wish I knew that marriage could be the closest thing to heaven or earth or hell, you know. I wish I knew that. Okay, on life, I wish that someone told me that I needed a superpower, that I couldn't do life alone, that I needed something more than myself, and that is God. And I'm glad I found that out early also. I wish someone told me that I could use my mind, that gift that God has given to me, that it could matter whether I have a good life or a bad life. I wish someone told me the importance of the use of my mind, of that my thoughts could actually change my life. I wish I knew that earlier. I wish I knew that kindness was so important. Thinking about others, extending a hand of fellowship. I wish I knew that when the Bible says give and it's given to you, that it's not just a cliche, but it actually is a promise from God. I wish I knew that, you know, minding the poor is actually minding God and minding Jesus, and that it could be a life changer. Thank you. Certainly, not my last words, I hope. But seriously, if I were to address the world, my message would be to introduce a different perspective of God, distinct from the image often portrayed in religious context as a harsh God, ready to punish you at every mistake. I would want to urge the world to reconsider their perception of God and instead embrace the idea of a compassionate, a caring Father who loves you beyond your imagination. I want the world to think of God as a superpower, a personal superpower. You know, someone that is always in your corner, someone always ready to help, ready to embrace you. I'm reminded of this passage in Matthew 11:28, and it kind of, you know, it says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And 29 says, find rest for your souls if you come to God. You know, so I would encourage the world to find that God that is always wanting to help, always looking out for you, always waiting for you to come and have rest in his bosom. That will be my words to the world. Thank you. God bless you.
Wow. There you have it. Fola Alex Aina's menopause story. I am so grateful to her for being so candid and for sharing from her heart. By the way, sis, happy 30th wedding anniversary again. May God continue to be the center of your marriage and your home, because for me, that is the only way that marriages can stand. So there you have it, my sisters, and any random guy who has chosen to listen to this, even though you saw the topic, but I think that shows that you're a different kind of guy, because you're interested, and I believe that means you would share with the women in your life. There's so much information out there, like you said, so now you know what Pinterest has to do with menopause. I thought you could only get information like that on Google, but clearly Pinterest is also a good place to go when you're looking for information. I use Pinterest more for like recipes and, you know, things like that. But I think for me, one of the most effective ways of learning and getting information is the way we're doing it now, and sharing with ourselves and listening to ourselves and
just, you know, being there for each other in our ability to be, to share our stories authentically, if you like. So please help me say a prayer of thanksgiving up to God for Fola Alex. I know if you would like to share your menopause story, please DM me on any of the platforms where we're connected and we will make that happen. We hope to share one story every Friday till the end of the year so that we can all learn. You can see there that there's some symptoms that she shared that I didn't have, you know, and even, oh, there were some symptoms she had that I had, and I was like, I didn't know that was what it was, you know. So it's important, sisters, it's important. And I'm grateful to God that we were able to get this podcast out today. There are so many things fighting for my mind and fighting for my attention in this season. But, you know, when you're sent on an errand by God, you don't know how much time you have to run it. So when that happens to you, to me, we should make that errand our priority. What else? What's the whole point of what we're doing on the face of this earth if we don't fulfill the purpose for which God has placed us on the face of this earth? And I think in this season of my life, in spite of all that I'm going through and handling, this is something that God wanted me to bring to you. So thank you for listening, and please share, and see you next Friday with our next menopause story. This thing called menopause doesn't have to be a nightmare. We don't have to walk around in the dark. We just need light in the form of information, in the form of knowledge. And I put my hand on my heart today to say I am committed to bringing us that light through all of our other sisters that would agree to come up on this series to you, so that we are better informed and so that we don't perish. It's not God's will for us to perish. He wants us to have everything we need to live a life abundantly here on earth, and even, you know, have everything we need to make sure that we don't miss out on heaven. God is love. God is love. And he did not plan for us to go through any of these kind of things without having the tools that we need. So on that note, I say, enjoy your weekend. Be kind. You heard what Fola said. Be kind. You know, there's so much people are going through. Forget the glossy pictures. Forget the, you know, lovely videos and all of that. There's life going on beneath all of that life that you're seeing. Wherever you are, please be light. Please be salt. I beg of you. Okay. Ciao. God bless you. Bye.